Yochel ever thought to say maybe Yechloitz Yidu V'Yatzomis, he's supposed to like fillet, like take out the veins, take out the bones, and Vedasku do not burn them, but rather just the Yala Bos Lagabi Mizbeach. Maybe the mitzvah is only to bring up the meat on top of the Mizbeach, and not the bones with it. Talmud Lema, this the Pesach says, no, the Hikter HaKrein HaSakrel, the Krein burns everything. If so, HaKes HaKrein come out the two things, the Torah says, Michu Borim Yalu. If the bones are still attached to the meat, then there's a mitzvah to burn it. Pirshu, if the bones became separate, then Afilu Hein Beresh HaMizbeach Yordu. Even if the bones are already on top of the Mizbeach, still there'll be a din of Yordu. There's no din of Mizbeach Mekadish on the bones itself. Since the bones by itself has no chiyuv, tzreif has no chiyuv to be burnt, therefore the din is yud. Samor says, man tana, who's the time of this braisa, tishamadle, that we hear, tiyom apirshu yerdu, who's the time that says like this, that if the bones, even though they're on top of the mizbeach, but if they're pirshu, the din is yerdu? Samor says, Rebbe, this braisa goes according to Rebbe. The tani will learn like this. The posik says, that the kohen should be marked everything on the mizbeach. So they say this means the rabbis who are at somas yagin v'kanayim v'atlofayim and afilu pirshu. This man yamadashin, even when it's separated, still does a mitzvah to burn them. If so, the yalamani mekayim. What do we do with the pasuk that says v'yosiso ilasecho abosu v'yadam, which is mashma only the bosu and the dam should be burnt and not the bones? Lemelach comes to us like this, that he kule oilo atomachzir, that if the bosa was burnt already, and then it comes off to Mizbeach, still there's a mitzvah to put it back. But vi atomachzir, he kule gitim vi atomachzir, that if the bones or the gitim were burnt already, and now they come off to Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back. That's the difference. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi says, one pasuk says, "Tehikter akreinah sakrilam is beichom is ribui, mashma everything should be burnt over korbanela." The kosovechreim, another pasuk says, "V'yosisa olosecho abosu v'yadam miut, which is mashma only the bos from the dam should go on the mizbeach, but not the atzamos." If so, okay, said, what do we do with the steer in the pesukim? So, Rebbe says like this, "Michu borin." Yalu. If the boser, if the atzamos is attached to the meat, then there's a mitzvah yalu. Bring it up and burn it. But pirshu, if the bones are separated from the meat, then Rebbe says, afilu hein beresh hamizbeach, even though the bones are already on top of the mizbeach, so the din is yerdu. So the kids of the brides before goes according to Rebbe, that Rebbe says the atzamos, that if they're pirshu, even though they're on top of the mizbeach, there's no din mizbeach mekadesh. The din is Yerdu. Now the Gemara says, Pirshu lo yalu. It says now Mishnah that if the bones were detached, then lo yalu, do not bring it up to the Mizbech. Omer Rabzeres says, lo shonu elisha pirshu kalpe mata. That's only if the bones like were separated, like Rashi says, derech yirida, u'mitzrachek min amarocha, that it was pulled away from the animal, meaning it went away from the marocha. Whether you're on the kevitz, it's on its way down. But lo shonu, when do we say that it's lo yalu, lo shapir shokapi mata? That when the bone became separated from the meat, it was like separated kalpe mata, downwards. Kalpe malo, let's say when it was separated, it became closer to the mizbeach, it's kalpe malo, then the locker is, keruv lehudi akrivei li'ichul, it's becoming closer to the marocha, and then it's considered come out like it has already been, like it's burnt already. So then, then you would bring it up to the Mizbeach. Now Rashi explains, like, Ein zu precious, this is not called the precious, it's not called the separated. Adarabah, you're on your way now to take the piece of meat up to the Marocha, to the Mizbeach, and the bone got there first, so middle there would not be a din to take it down, but rather you could burn it. So more is the question, does this make any sense? V'yafilu pirshu. Even if the bone mamash is separated, even though it became a little bit closer, but so what? The mice of the bone is not part of the meat now, so why should there be a din to burn it? Havada, the din should be yerdu. So Mar says, Omer Rabbah, Hochi Koma. This is what Gemzer meant to say. Loishon Rola Shapir Shu Liyachas Rika. When do we say that the din is Yerdu? If first it was as weak as Adam, and then the bosta, and then the bones became separated from the meat. So then we said the din is Yerdu. You're not allowed to use it, but the din is Yerdu. In other words, Mashmah, there'll still be in this milu on it, there's still have a din hegdish on it. So the pshat is that since Pesha's Rika, when the Zrika is matter with like, it was part of the bosta, so there was a din, it should be burnt. So still have the shame kachem on it. And therefore, even though it becomes separated, still it has a din kedusha to it. Avo pirshu kaidim zrika. But let's say the bones were separated from the meat before you made the zrika sadam on a korban eilom. And then the loch is osi zrika v'sharasinu. Then v'shar zrika smata these bones that it goes to the kain. He could do whatever he wants with it. And I feel the mevid minayu kita desakina. Even if he wants to make a holder for a knife, he's allowed to use these bones for that. In other words, just like the skin of a korban eilah goes to the korban, so adin b'shar zrika, if the bones are already separated, so the pshat is the zrika is mechayev you to burn the basa. But since these bones were separated already, there's never a din to burn it. What is the din then? Stam goes to the kohanim, just like the skin. Therefore, the kohanim could do whatever he wants with it. That was of Zeru's Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, so Allah, we thought to say, Kihod Yom Rav Yechanan. Like Rav Yechanan says, Mishum Rav Yishmael, name of Rav Yishmael. The name of the Pesach says, Lo Yiyeh Bo'ilo. It says, by Korban Eilo, the skin, the yor, goes to the Kain. The name also says, Lo Yiyeh Bo'ashem. That by Korban Hashem also, the Kain gets remit. So Ma Hashem, just like by Korban Hashem, that's myself, Mutarin, that the bones of the Korban Hashem. It's mutter for the kohanim to do what he wants with it. Is afilu the same thing by korban eilah? Atzamas mutarim, that the atzamas, the bones, are mutar for the kohen to do what he wants with it. What, which eifin? Like we just said, if lefnei zrika, the bones were separated from the basa. So then b'shat, what does the zrika come to do now? The zrika only comes, like to tell you to burn the basa, but the bones do not have a din to be burnt. Therefore, it's lo yiyeh, it goes to the kohanim. Now the Gemara says, Mufni, this gzeirah show that we're learning as lo yiyeh of a korban eilah from a korban hashem, it has to be like one word is extra, mufna. Because dilei mufna wouldn't be extra, ikal mifruch. You could ask a pirkah question from this kabbalchaima. What kind of kabbalchaima is this? Look, I could tell you, mali hashem, a korban hashem is much different. She came besorai muta. By a korban hashem, the meat goes to the kohen. So that's why he has the right to have the atzamos. Mashenka and by korban eilah, that those things kolu, no meat is going to the kohen, so maybe the bones also do not go to the kohen. So it's not a good gzeirah shava. So it has to be that it's mufna, one is extra. I think Moritz says Echanami, Moritz says, lo yiyeh yisarek siv, there's an extra lo yiyeh, therefore becomes a gzeirah shava of mufna, therefore you cannot ask this question. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Adar bar Avraham. Rav Adar bar Avraham asked a question. It says, in the Tosefta, that Atzamos Kodeshim Lefnei Zrika Meilem Behem, that the bones of a Kodeshim of a Korban, before you make a Zrika, there is an Isamila. It's called Kodesh Hashem. But Liyachas Zrika, after you make the Zrika ready, then Ein Meilem Behem. Then there's no Isamila upon the Atzamos. But the Shalayla on the Korban Eilah, Merlin Ben Lielim, is always Nisamila. So Mashma, even though you made a Zrika, and even though the bones were separated before the Zrika, still there's Nisamila. So it's not like Rav Zvit said before Rav Zera. Rav Zera learned before that if the Atzamas were separated before the Zrika Zadam, then the Zrika Zadam is Maturit, there's no Nisamila on it anymore. So Rav says no, Amos says this better. The Shalayla by Korban Eilah, Fir Shalafnei Zrika, Ein Moilim Bim, Ein Echanami. If the bones were separated before the Zrika, then the Zrika takes off the Yisamila. There's no more Yisamila. Then the din is Ein Moilim Bim, there's no Yisamila after the Zrika. But Liyachas Zrika, let's say the bones were first separated from the meat. After the Zrika, In other words, v'shazrika, the bones were part of the meat. So v'shazrika, there was an Indian to burn it. So it is chalakot Hashem, the milu was here. Then the din is merlin bem li'elam. There's always an issur milu on it. Even the later be separated. But the maisa, once it was chalak din that should be burnt, the din milu does not go off it. Sin HaKlami, there's no kashrus Rav Zeira. If v'shazrika, the bones were separated, then it's mutter, then the issur milu goes off it. But if v'shazrika, they're still attached, then the issur milu does not go off it. Mor says, a plea to the Reb Lozer. This argues on Reb Lozer. The Yom Reb Lozer, Pirshul of Nezriko, Moilimim. He holds no, even though it was Pirshul of Nezriko, even though the bones were separated before Zriko, so what? Later when you make a Zriko, it's a Korban Oilo, everything is supposed to be burnt, so the Mice is still called Kachi Hashem. Liyacha Zriko, let's say the bones were separated after Zriko, then the din is, Learned and blame Merlin, Midrabon is also to have Hano, but Midrais is no Isamilo. So he learns. The Rashi explains, according to him, the Pshat is that if it was Pirshul of Nez Riko, then the Riko was not Matarit. It was not Matarit rule, therefore the Isra remains the Elam, the Isamilo. But if Bishar's Riko, the Atsam is the part of the bones, so then there's Riko help for it. So there's Riko like, is Matarit. What is the Matarit for? Then Echnami holds them when it's attached. You're supposed to burn it. But when it comes Pirshu and Echnami, then the Maisa remains Muta, Midiraisa, there's no Isamila after it was detached. Now the Mishnah says, the Kulan Shepoku Meagabi HaMizbeach LeYachzer. Again, in time, all these Tzulim, as the Lachri is a model LeYerdu, that once it's up there, we leave it. But now it's saying, once it was Poku, let's say it fell off the Mizbeach, Poku Shal Mizbeach, Lo Yachzu, there's no din to put it back. And Rashi says, who it then goes on the bones also? That even though the bones were attached to the meat, so there's a mitzvah to burn it, but later if the bones, after it's burnt, it falls off the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back up again. The din is Lo Yachzu. V'chein, the same thing, Gacheles, if you have a coal, She'a Poku Magabi HaMizbeach, that fell off from the Mizbeach, Lo Yachzer, there's no mitzvah to put the coals back again. Evorim shepoku me'agadi ha'mizbeach. What's going to be the evorim, the pieces of meat of a kosher korban oilo? So there's a mitzvah to burn it. So you put it on top of the mizbeach and start to burn. And now shepoku, it came off the mizbeach. So what's the locha? So it depends. Koidim chatzayis yachzer. If it fell off the mizbeach, before chatzayis halaylo, it's not called a kima mitzvosayim. You're supposed to put it back up there again. Let it continue burning. Or Merlin then, and who are then, they'll be in Yisamila now, since there's still a mitzvah to burn it. But Liyacha Chatzais, if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbeach, after Chatzais, then the din is Liyach, they don't return it. And V'yei Merlin then, there's no Yisamila. Because after Chatzais, then it's already considered Nasa Mitzvosai, that the mitzvah Seifa was done already, and therefore the Yisamila goes off it. Now the Mishnah says, Kishem Shamizbeach Mekadish, Eser Royaloi, the same thing, the actual Mizbeach is Mekadosh, whatever goes up it, that stays there. So Kach HaKeves, the same thing, the plank going up to the Mizbeach is also Mekadosh. Once the Psulim go on there, you let it leave it there, you don't have to take it down. And Ruadin, once it's on the Keves, you let it take it up and put it onto the Mizbeach. Like as it's Kedusha, it's already called Lachmai Shem Mizbeach. Now, Kishen, just that they have a kedusha, anything that's fit, that once it comes on it, it has its kedusha. So kacha kevel mekachim, the same malacha or klisharis is also mekadish. In other words, that once you put something into the klisharis, it gets a kedusha saguf, and now there's no din pidyon. The klisharis is also mekadish. Now the Gemara says, hechidom. What are we talking about in the Mishnah? What's this case that says, if it comes off before Chatzais, there's a mitzvah to put it back, there's still Mila. But if the Evorim come off after Chatzais, then there's no mitzvah to put it back. Hechidomi. Id yispul mamish, if the meat wasn't burnt off completely yet, that there's still some mamish part of meat there. Safil leach Chatzais nami. Even if it comes off after Chatzais, still there should be a mitzvah to put it back up again. Id lespul mamish, Ella might want to tell me the meat was burnt off completely, but there's nothing there. It's come out like coals already. yourself, even if it comes off from his neck before Chatzos, there should be no mitzvah to put it back again. What kind of mitzvah is it? It's burnt off completely already. So my answer is, lo tzricha the chiddush of the Mishnah that makes the difference between kaitim chatzos and akha chatzos, lo tzricha b'shriri. That's talking about b'shriri means that the meat true